Welcome back once again to the CPL Newsroom presented by Volkswagen to the third of our 2024 CPL season previews. Charlie O'Connor Clark here with Mitchell Tierney. I think I pointed the wrong way on the screen if you're watching that, but if you're on, if you're listening on the podcast, don't worry about it. Nothing went wrong. Anyway, if you've worked it out by now, we're going in order of the 2023 CPL standings. We've done Cavalry and Forge. That means today is the Halifax Wanderers, who obviously finished the season with the same number of points as Forge, 42. I think it was the fourth tiebreaker. It was away goals that that landed them in third. I guess it's just kind of the way that it worked out last year. Anyway, a very strong 2023 for the Wanderers under Patrice Geyser. I am putting 10 minutes on the clock for our five questions about Halifax. Mitchell, question number one. After such a successful 2023 season, how do the Wanderers prevent a drop-off in 2024?
Yeah, I think it was huge that they were able to keep their core. I think that, you know, there was the potential that a lot of these players could have moved on because they were so good in 2023. You look at like a Zach Fernandez, Daniel Nimick, even Kyle Lowry reportedly had some interest. Lorenzo Caligari, like you go throughout that lineup, and it is surprising that they kept so many incredibly influential players from last year. So that's a big one for them. And I think, you know, the next one is with any team, you know, you just have to have that little bit of tactical evolution. Teams have tape on them now. There were a lot of things that I think eventually they picked up on in terms of Halifax last year, you know, building out of the back, different things like that, and were able to frustrate them a little bit. But if this team can, you know, be tactically flexible and take a few more steps forward, that'll help them. And again, I think recruitment wise, they've added a lot of exciting new players and strengthened a lot of positions. So that's always going to help as well. You have that familiarity and you build off it. There's a lot to like about what Halifax did this offseason.
100%. I think one thing to remember, and I was at their training last week, their preseason tour, I spoke to Patrice Geyser and I was like, you know that last year you guys exceeded your own expectations, and I think they're very open with that. They didn't expect to finish tied for second on points in their first year under him with so many new players coming in, but they bought in so quickly. Now it's tempering expectations a little bit and understanding that this league is very competitive, and obviously things came together very quickly. They can't expect a similar jump all the way to the top of the table immediately, but I think it is still, you know, becoming that more cohesive unit. I think they've spoken about, you know, killing off games. There are a lot of games where they would kind of go up 1-0 and maybe look to see out a game at that scoreline, and sometimes it would work out. Very often it wouldn't, though. They would give up a later game, especially earlier in the year. They've spoken a lot about that start to the season. It took them, 9 games to win a game last year. Even though they drew 6 of their first 8, it took them a very long time to get that first win. And I think that's something that frustrated them. And then again, it's just having more of those moments. They saw the end of 2023 at the Wanderers grounds, a packed house for their first home playoff game against Pacific. It didn't go their way. They lost to Pacific. They hit the woodwork, I think, twice in that game. Thiago Coimbra and Riley Ferrazzo. They know that they want to get back to that moment and they want to get beyond moment. So there's obviously plenty to motivate this team. And I think they are very realistic with how difficult it is to get there, and I don't think there's going to be, you know, any resting on laurels for this club in 2023. Question number two, one of the things that they're certainly going into this year with a focus on is, can they improve away from home? It took Halifax until I think July 30th at York Lions Stadium to win their first away game last year. They were very, very good at home, but Mitchell, can they and how do they improve their road form?
Well, I mean, if they had better road form, they would have been at least in second, and they would have been playing, you know, against Cavalry in that 1-2 game. And, you know, who knows what would have happened there and how different things could have been. But yeah, I think it was just 2 away wins last season, a bunch of draws. So, you know, they were competitive, certainly away from home. But I think first and foremost, it's just experience. I mean, it wasn't just the players, obviously, who were learning what it's like to travel. You know, it was the coaching staff as well. They were used to League One Ontario, used to these short bus trips, that kind of thing across the province, where now you've got to go coast to coast and deal with all of the different activation and everything and preparation that goes into that. So now having a full season under belt of learnings in terms of that, I think we can expect better from Halifax this coming year. But I do think that's probably one of the biggest keys. If this team wants to take a step forward, they do need to be much better at picking up 3 points on the road. And yeah, we'll see how they can do in terms of that.
Yeah, that's a huge part. We know that playing on the road in the Canadian Premier League is hard. It is this is a very, very big country. There are long flights. It's difficult to be, you know, away from home for longer road trips, especially if you're on the East Coast and you have to go out to Pacific and Vancouver, what is it, 4 times a year, and you have to go to Calgary twice a year. You have to go to Winnipeg twice a year. It is hard to play on the road. And I think now that these players have seen a little bit more of that, a lot of them hadn't experienced it before, even ones coming from Europe, like someone like even Lorenzo Caligari, travel is a lot shorter in Europe. I think that now that they know a little bit more about that, they, I think that they'll have a little bit more of a focus on those games. We're running quite long here. So question number three, how do the changes up top for this Halifax team affect the attack? They brought in players like Ryan Telfer. They've brought in Christian Valeski up front. They've got some more kind of number 10 kind of players in Vitor Diaz and Giorgio Probo. What do you see from this team's attack, Mitch?
Yeah, I think that's another important part of their evolution. I don't think they had enough consistency at the number 9 position last year. I mean, you know, you saw Morelli come in halfway through the season and then obviously, unfortunately, get injured. Prutza came in on loan. You had Coimbra up there. You had Colom up there. You had, I think, going back to Noah Farso to start this season. So there's a lot of different players there. I think having someone like Valeski, who's consistently up top, it is good. Bringing in someone like Telfer, who knows the league, is important as well. Apparently, Diaz is really impressed in off season so far, and gives them a new look at that kind of number 10 position. So again, I think just having different options and having a focal point is the main thing for me here. Is they really needed that.
Yeah, I think Valeski is a very important player to this team this year. Having a guy who's 30, he's very experienced in the North American game, and he's scored goals at every level pretty much. He scored 9 goals in 30 games in USL last year. I think I saw somewhere that his general goals per game, you know, over the last few years would have been in the top 5 or so in the CPL if he'd done it here. And I think just having that proven finisher, that guy that you that's going to score the easy ones for you, I think is very, very important to this team. So on that note, Mitch, who is the new signing that you think is going to be the most impactful for Halifax in 2024?
Surprise, surprise. It is Christian Valeski. Again, I think that was the main piece that was maybe missing for Halifax last season consistently. And, you know, I also think he comes in and Thiago Coimbra is an exciting young player, but I think it's really helpful to have someone like Valeski who's done it for years and years at a very good level to help him and help him reach his potential. So yeah, I think that it's pretty clear who this most important player is for them. I also really like Julian Dunn. I think that's a great signing as well. Gives them defensive depth, which I think they'll need. But I think Valeski ends up being the, you know, most impact player for them.
Yeah, I'm just going to use this this opportunity to just shout out a name that I don't think we've really gotten to yet. It was Jeremy Gagnon-Lapierre, who is returning to Halifax after a very good year at York. We know that he's one of the more experienced and talented central midfielders in this league. His left foot can put a ball pretty much anywhere on the pitch, including on a winger's foot or a forward's foot. So I think he's going to be very important in that midfield rotation for this team. But also I've heard very good things about Vitor Diaz as a number 10 who can kind of play in the channels and play with both feet and look to play those slip passes again to Valeski. Final question. We have, you know, just over a minute and a half here, so maybe we can go a little bit deeper. What does success look like for the Halifax Wanderers in 2024, Mitch? Because for me, I think it's quite simply finish in the top 4 and win a playoff game, which is kind of a difficult bar to set for yourselves. But I think that's what they internally will feel is where they want to go, at least.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just kind of consolidating that position among the league's upper echelon. You know, I think consistency is big if they can do that over a couple of seasons. And like you said, just, you know, not only reaching a playoff match, but winning one as well. Maybe I'll say winning a home playoff match. I think that'd be special for this club and take them to the next level, like winning a big game like that at home. yeah, would be massive.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, we've seen them have those big days at home. We saw during a regular season last year how, you know, electric the Wanderers grounds can get when they win a dramatic game. And like, there's that late one they won against Ottawa. There's that Dan Nimick penalty against Forge. Some of those games in the rain where it, you know, the photos look like guys are being abducted by aliens. Like, those are the moments that make that club so connected to its community. And I think, you know, I was there for that playoff game against Pacific. You could feel that it was very, very ready to absolutely, the whole city was very ready to explode if they just scored a goal, which unfortunately for them, they did not. But I think now, having seen that, it's incredible motivation to get back to that place. And again, as we said, like I think consolidating is a very good word. Like, they hadn't been among the top dogs of the CPL and been expected to be last year. As the church bells go off on my phone.
Oh, I thought it was just
10 minutes. Yeah, nearly. But as our 10 minutes are up again, this Halifax team impressed a lot of people last year. They will not be surprising anybody this year. I think everybody will know that they're a very good team that they have to be careful of. And that is their biggest test. So again, thank you very much for coming along for the ride with us here on the, we're not on the East Coast. We're just talking about the East Coast. But the third of our CPL 2024 season previews on the newsroom presented by Volkswagen. Thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you next time. And again, if you are listening on the podcast, we will leave you, as we have the last two times, with my interview with the head coach of the Halifax Wanderers, Patrice Geyser, who I caught up with last week at training. We're joined here by Halifax Wanderers coach Patrice Geyser. Patrice, just tell me, to start us off, what it's like for you guys to be back on the pitch every day, to be, you know, staring down the barrel of starting your second season in charge of this Wanderers club.
Yeah, it's fantastic, because there was a lot of self-reflection that I had and the group had after a good season. Obviously, we all want to improve. Every team is taking major strides and doing the exact same. So you do all this planning, and the more planning and more planning you do, then you're just amped up and you just can't wait to get on the field. So starting at Halifax and getting our guys together and having the new members join and bringing them up to speed has been great. You know, right now I think our guys are just dying to just get on the field and play.
Just when you look back at that year now, what kind of jumps out to you as things that you kind of remember and that you'll kind of keep with you?
I think, like, what pops out to me is some really top performances. You know, obviously the fact that Dan and Lorenzo Mass were nominated for the awards, and we were able to spend watching the finals together and got to go, was a great recognition. I was honored to be recognized myself to be nominated for Coach of the Year. So all those things showed that there's true progress.
How do you then come into this year and continue to push it forward? Do you have to temper expectations a little bit with how maybe quickly things came together last year? How do you continue to progress from that?
Yeah, we've talked about that as a group. I think this season is really about us. You know, last season we went in and we tried to discover who we were, and we tried to discover what the league was about, and we try to find out about our opponents. But really, this season is about us. And I think if we get it right about who we are and how we want to play, that's a really big step in the right direction.
I mean, last year, it was largely building a new team. Yeah. This year, you've got a lot of foundations in place. Yeah. And did you kind of look at it and just look at areas of improvement? Because you brought in talent, I feel like, in specific areas that you guys felt like you needed. Just tell me about kind of the approach to strengthening this team rather than building it last year.
Step one was try to keep as many of our members coming back. You have a good season, you'd be crazy to make a lot of adjustments. Then after that, we talked about three areas that we identified. One of them was more experience, and as you could see, Jeremy is one, Ryan Telfer's two, amongst many others, and Christian Valesky. So we brought that. Then we wanted to identify having more goals coming from our tens. Mm-hmm. You know, so now you can see Vitor Diaz and Giorgio Probo who've come in, right? We wanted to have some areas of the field where we could be more physically dominant, and we've addressed that, you know, and a prime example of that is Julian Dunn. Really, the day that the final whistle was blown, it wasn't when we wanted it to end. I had a very good idea of what it is that we wanted, and it was just areas to improve. And I feel like sometimes by bringing one player, like a Jeremy, you can help four other players improve that are already on your existing team.
Just lastly here, I want to talk a little bit about Halifax itself and its community, because I mean, the last time we saw you guys on a pitch, it was in that home playoff game. Yeah. I don't think everybody saw how special that day was in the community.
I think if any of those goals goes in late in the game, I think the city of Halifax would have erupted, let alone the stadium. I really felt nobody sat in the last 30 minutes, and I felt the ground moving. And what makes me sad is the result, but what made me proud was that I think 75% of the stadium stayed an extra hour, and so did our players, to greet them, tell them how much we appreciate them, say goodbye, and see you in a few months. You know, it's really that true message of the 12th man that makes us want to push more, because they're with us since day one, even before us, and the legacy of this club.